Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
The edict has come from on high, or from people on high, or people who are high, certainly from somebody who's very low on my scale of people I admire, because I have zero admiration for Joey Demento or anybody associated with him. And this clown believes he can mandate that 80 million people are impacted and have to get a shot for a disease that kills less than 1% of the people it infects. It is in no way a worldwide pandemic. It is a worldwide scamdemic. And the only way you're going to exempt yourself is if you work for a company that has less than 100 employees. And think that if you think that's where they stop, you're dead wrong. And when I say dead wrong, it means if you get that death poke, you're dead wrong. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. The KevinJacksonNetwork.com is where you can find out about the show and everything else that we do. I've been talking about this vaccine till I'm blue in the face. I've been talking about the Wu Flu scam till I'm blue in the face. I've been telling you for the last 18 months, certainly the last year of it, that if you can't recognize a scam, you better wake up. You're a pawn in the game. Biden, do you think he cares about massive unemployment that this would cause? 44% of people, working people, said, I'll quit my job before I get a shot. You want to talk about here's the ploy. Think about this. The union, the idea that if you go and say, look, we aren't going to work, so you quit, and you form a union of sorts, because companies can't handle it. Right now, they're already struggling. They can't get enough employees because Joey Demento and team have decided that it's better for you to stay home and not work. So the incentive is too large. I talked to some guys the other day. They're in construction. Granted, in Arizona, hot as H-E double cricket socks, but they said, Kevin, we can't hire 18-year-olds for $47,000 a year to come work in construction. I said, what do you do? He goes, all of our jobs are pushed out. What used to take 3 months takes 9 months. He goes, you know, it's a matter of prioritization. Which ones make us the most money? Yeah. He goes, but here's the good news. We got a lot of backlog. Let me just tell you, if you want to be in construction, I know some guys that are ready to hire you at a really good rate. And it ain't, by the way, jobs that Mexicans only want to do, right? They can't say that anymore. When you're turning down $47,000 a year as an 18-year-old, that's some good cheddar. A lady I met, through she and her husband, when I was out hitting golf balls, said she's a nurse who makes $50 an hour as a regular nurse, but she can make $140 an hour as a travel nurse dedicated strictly to the Wu Flu. It's a scam. This thing has profit written all over it. This woman will make almost three times what she makes because she's willing to go into the hot zone of a disease that kills 1% of the people. So my question to you, the people listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, if you want to get a hold of me, by the way, 844-551-8255, is what are you going to do? What's your plan? You get any exemption? You're going to be part of the massive unemployment crowd that says, I'm not going to do it. 44% of us have said it. I could tell you right now, I would not get this shot. Not 100% certainty, my job is open. Are you that critical to your company where they can't do your job? I'll put it to you this way. Think about the union of the non-vaxxed. We are becoming a union of sorts. If 44% of the employees walk off their jobs, what do you think it's going to make Joe Biden and team do? They already can't supply things. Now, let me also give you a hint. As this thing brews up, be careful. Let me tell you what I'm experiencing right now. You guys will think this is weird. You'll say, Kevin, come on, that can't be a litmus test of what's going on. I'm going to tell you something. I don't look at things the way normal people do. I go and I buy a certain type of cookie. I buy it from Safeway. I think Albertsons has it. It's the chain that owns Safeway and Albertsons and whatever. And they have gourmet cookies. These are not your regular processed food cookies. These are cookies fresh baked. They are awesome. Over the past month, I cannot find these cookies. So I went to another store. I go in and they were sparse. They have like six different types of the cookies, and they had about two or three, not all six. They normally have all six, and I only choose one of two, and I'm not going to go into the details. But the other day I went into the store, and the lady who stocks them, she's stocking other pastries. They got the other stuff, but they didn't have the cookies. And I said, why are these cookies not available? I said, I've been to six stores now, and these cookies are not available. And she says, I don't know. She goes, but they're not bringing them. Now, let me just give you this. This is the warning. When X number of people leave the workforce and there's nobody to bake your cookies and bake your cakes and cut your meat and whatever else. I just saw, met some people that told me that they're a dairy farmer just sold his farm because the land value was just too high. So he sold the dairy farm, part of it. He kept part of the land and made a ton of money, but he wasn't making any money in dairy anymore. So I'm telling you, something's brewing, and I want to go on record right now in the month of September to let people know, I think you better stock up. I think you're going to find out this prepper thing is a big deal. Look, all I'm telling you, you can't lose the workforce. There's something more sinister underneath this because it doesn't make sense. Biden is already struggling with employment numbers. Can you imagine if 44% of people walk off of the job and say, keep it? What do you think these people are going to do? I think they want to starve you out. I talked about this the other day. The idea that they can tell you, you can't go grocery shop unless you're vaccinated. You can't go into a restaurant unless you're vaccinated. There's something more sinister underneath this. Because it's too obvious that people don't need this shot. All kids have to get vaccinated? Do I need to give you the statistics again? That 73 million kids are under the age of 17. That's your high school right there. And only 384 had died up until a week or so ago. How could you dare mandate something for kids to have a shot? More to talk about when we get back.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. That's 800-908-8216.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
This is how we do every day. We keep grinding, and if you want to come and text us,
if you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is Mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check NHTSA.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at NHTSA.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Democrats across the board said, we aren't can't issue mandates. There's no way we could do it. Now they're trying to do it. They want you to put what they literally contradicted themselves. We'll get into that more in just a bit. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Are you going to let a brain dead moron who was cheated into office dictate what you do to your body? That's the question. It's a legitimate question, because this is not a man of sound mind and body. For all intents and purposes, they should be invoking the 25th Amendment on him just on how he handled Afghanistan. Now he wants to tell you how to handle your body. You will get this shot. Why? It'll save lives. It's un-American of you to not get a shot to save the people who can go get a shot. See, they used to be able to say, you're saving the people who have no cure, right? If you give them the disease, they could die. But now there's a cure. Multiple cures. Booster shots. All kinds of stuff. People get their shot and they still want you to protect them. How protected are they? Yeah. Hey, let me ask you. You think a criminal cares whether you have Wu Flu or don't have Wu Flu? Because more people are dying at the hands of violence by Democrats across this country every single day than die from the Wu Flu, and they don't say a word. You think they're going to solve that problem? You think they're going to fire Lori Lightfoot? Or, oh, wait, hold on. It isn't the criminal's problem, Kevin Jackson, the Kevin Jackson Network. It's the gun. Yeah, just like it's not the vaccinated people's problem. Biden says it's your problem because you aren't getting vaccinated. You're the reason for the spread, even though you don't have the disease. It's like saying you're the reason for that person getting killed in that car drunk driving accident, and you weren't even driving the car. See, because you have the potential to drink alcohol. So if you have the potential to drink alcohol, I'm going to blame it on you. You, Kevin, you could become an alcoholic, and therefore you could kill people in a car. I'm going to take away your ability to get an alcohol license, you know, whatever that is. That would be a driver's license. Oh, but here's what I will do. I'll give it to illegals. I'll let them be able to get in. Did you see that press conference where Psaki was asked directly by Peter Ducey, how can you try to mandate employees, you know, but you're not mandating anybody at the border? No, we're not. Next question. So if you're an illegal getting into this country, there's no vaccine mandate. By the way, do you want some more contradictions? I already talked about it before. All those Iraqis that did manage to get out, the Americans that got out of Iraq, because there's still some hostages there in case you've forgotten. We just came through 9/11, and you can bet the media did not mention a single thing about the hostages that remain in Afghanistan. So, but Psaki wants you to get the shot, but it doesn't apply to them. But the other thing that it came up was they gave all the Iraqis, what, hydroxychloroquine or ivermectin, one of them. They gave them the very cure that they don't want you to take, they gave to all of them. How many more breadcrumbs do I need to lay for you to understand this is a ruse? Look at the number of the death rate in America versus almost anywhere in the world. It's double. Double. The infection rate is higher per capita in America than I believe any country in the world. The death rate higher per capita. The actual death rate is the highest of anywhere in the world. But per capita, it's outrageous. And you want to know why? It's a very simple reason I already told you before. You're the richest country in the world. If America wasn't the richest country in the world, Wu Flu would be discussed the way it's being discussed right now in Namibia. You wouldn't be having a discussion. In Zambia. Ethiopia. Do you think that they're discussing the Wu Flu and the infection rate of the Delta variant or the Lambda variant or the Mu variant in Congo? Of course not. They're not discussing it in the Middle East or anywhere else. So it's a ruse. Yet, Joe Biden wants everybody to get a shot. And if you don't do it, $14,000 fine. What was that? What arbitrary number? Where did they pull that one from between their buttocks to say, let's do $14,000. That'll scare enough people. They're giving them a 90-day window to get it done. Let me tell you what to do in this 90-day window. Do absolutely nothing. Do nothing. They said they're going to give people paid time off to go get the vax. You want to know what that is? That's an incentive to not have to work sometime. Oh, I'm going to get the vax. I need a day off. I told you, as a company, I'm not going to say who, they gave their employees $50 and another paid day of vacation if they take the day off. But not to get the shot. They give you a free day of vacation and $50. And I think you can get the shot on work time. So they can slough off on the job. They get $50 and they get another work day. Ought to take a death poke. What an incentive. And let me just tell you this. This company doesn't have the money. Lots of government loans. They don't have the money, but they're doing it. You can bet the government has guaranteed them however many people you can get this shot will pay you. If you're seeing any type of inducement for a company to get the shot, I can practically, I don't even have to say it. The government is going to get you your money back. If you took government money, like airlines industries and some of these other, the hospitality, if you took government money, you can be guaranteed they are going to say, you know, they got you by the short hairs. They're not going to say that, but I'm saying they do have you by the short hairs. So these are the aggressive steps that were announced last week for Joe Biden to do what he said he wouldn't do and he couldn't do. And I'm going to tell you right now, pay attention to me, people listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. There is nothing, constitutional or otherwise, that mandates you have to get this shot. The government cannot give you any data to tell you this is what you should get. This is no worse than seasonal flu. So if you do go for it, if you fall for this nonsense, then what you're saying is it isn't your body and the government can do what they want with it. I'm not talking about the ability to kill a child, because when you are pregnant, you become two bodies. See, that's, we can make the distinction right there as to why we are, if you are happen to be pro-life, I've happened to be pro-choice, pro-life. Meaning, I can't tell somebody what to do, but I can tell you, I wouldn't go around killing babies. Okay? So I'm a pro-life, pro-choicer, pro-choice, pro-lifer. But when you have another baby, now you have two people. I don't know if you've seen it. They said babies that are suckling or nursing on their moms that have the COVID shot, they're not doing that well. I told you in another report. Guys, read this for yourself. I'm not making this stuff up. I'm not going to, you know, cite the article. I don't have them in front of me. I'm just riffing. I'm going off the top of my head. But the Red Cross won't take your blood if you've given the shot. What's going to happen if 100% of the people were to get the shot? What would happen to the blood supply? A lot more people would die, right? Read it for yourself. Red Cross says they won't accept that blood. We get 100% vaccinations, which is what Fauci wants. We'll play the clip in a minute. What kind of blood supply will we have?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Congressional leaders and lawmakers are marking the 20th anniversary of the 9/11 terrorist attacks. An event was held Monday after the actual anniversary was marked on Saturday.
Today and always, Americans are united in grief for those who lost their lives and for their families, and gratitude for the heroes of the day.
The Lancet is publishing an article that says the general public doesn't need COVID-19 booster shots right now. The article in the peer-reviewed journal says there's still a high degree of protection against a severe outcome after getting the virus. However, they added booster shots may be needed in the future. That's if immunity as a result of current vaccines is reduced, or if there's a new variant that renders the shots less useful. And you're listening to USA Radio News. GOP gubernatorial frontrunner Larry Elder was almost hit by an egg thrown by a woman wearing a gorilla mask. Elder is calling for the woman to be arrested on Fox and Friends, but he also says he doesn't expect it to happen.
Maybe she's one of the people that should be in bar behind bars, but for the DA out here in L.A. who was supported by Gavin Newsom, who has not been charging criminals to the fullest extent of the law, maybe she'd be in jail.
LAPD say they're looking for the woman, but say she would only face a misdemeanor battery charge and not a hate crime. A lead FBI agent looking into the alleged kidnapping plot of Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer is off the job. The Detroit News reporting Richard Trask was fired last week. His removal comes as Trask is waiting for trial on charges of allegedly beating his wife in July after they attended a swingers party. The prosecution also announcing earlier this month they would not use Trask as a witness during the upcoming trial. USA Radio News.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
The clock is ticking on the Biden administration. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson. So you're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Hope you go out there to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com/KevPerks. Look at some of the things that we offer you. I hope you will do something even better, that because that's for you. I hope you will tell people about this podcast, tell people about this show if you listen to us on terrestrial radio. Spread the word. It's the way we grow the show. It's the way we grow our income as well. And what you're going to get is unbridled truth. We're going to tell you facts. I don't care whether, you know, if I tell you that the Wu flu is a ruse or that climate change is a bunch of BS and a host of other things that are lies by the left, and it's all provable because they're doing it in front of your face, then you understand that why they won't let the truth get out. Anyway, I'm glad you guys are here. So they're scaring, trying to scare people. Played a clip the other day. Four teachers in Florida all died of COVID on the same day or whatever else. Let me tell you, if four teachers died on the same day of COVID, they were going to die on the same day of something else. Three of them, they say, were non-vaxxed. One was vaxxed. You know what the story focused on? The three non-vaxxed. They don't want to tell you the vaxxed are dying. I heard a thing, conservative radio hosts, they're dropping like flies. The ones that are complaining about not getting vaxxed, they're dying. What do you think was going to happen to these people anyway? You know, I don't know how many teachers die every day. How many teachers? Ask yourself this very simple question. How many teachers die every day? A bunch of them. You don't hear about it. How many people die of emphysema, heart disease, whatever? All the various diseases, all the ailments, hit by a car, suicide, accidental poisoning, malpractice, every single day. No, there's nothing else hyped in terms of death than this. And don't let it be a cluster. And what is a cluster when it comes to Wu flu COVID death? Two or three? Three teachers died across the country today of COVID. They would have died of the flu. They would have died of whatever. They don't give you the circumstance. They were unvaxxed. People, they will give you the code. Oh, this particular person, a notable person, died of COVID. Okay? Died of what? Died of diseases. That's people die of things. But we get this overwhelming thing. And if you're not paying attention, if you're just buying to the narrative, it feels like, man, they're just dropping like flies. I played the clip of Howard Stern talking about four. He said there were four prominent conservative radio hosts who died of Wu flu. If I put a gun to your head, You couldn't even name them. Here, I'll even make you a bet. If you heard me do the show the other day when I was talking about Howard Stern and these people dying, if you heard it, I bet you money you still can't name the radio host who died. Because you know why? It wasn't Mark Levin. It wasn't Sean Hannity. I don't think Laura Ingraham's still doing her show. It wasn't Laura Ingraham. It was hardly, there's hardly anybody. Are they getting sick? Yes, we're getting sick because the Chinese dropped a bioweapon into our economy, into our community, and people are dying from it. And have we talked about that at all? Are they looking for the origins of this thing any longer? Or have we just pretty much resigned that we know it's China? Well, if we know it's China and our people are dying, why isn't there outrage over that? See, I can understand that. But the outrage is over the people who aren't sick, who are willing to roll the dice on getting sick and are saying, I don't want to take a shot. They're outraged at you. Me, I'm not getting it. So Biden says, I'm going to hasten this requirement for you to get the shot. And I've already given you enough reasons not to get it. One being, it's already made the blood supply dangerously short. It is going to create massive unemployment, ergo, massive shortages. I'm telling you, you better stock up. So now Biden says, well, we're going to have to make all the healthcare workers get this shot. Have you seen the videos of nurses saying, I'm not getting it, I'm walking away? If you wanted a litmus test over why you shouldn't get the shot, ask yourself this. When healthcare experts, people who are around this disease, say, not me, no way, doctors, oh, they may prescribe it for thee, but not for me. Why are they doing that? People on the front line, they should be the most scared of this disease, right? You want to know why? Because they know the real science. They say, I already seen this disease. I know the protocols. We're killing people to make our stats look good. I'm not going to be a part of that, and I'm dang sure not going to be one of the people that has to go into a hospital and get intubated and be counted as part of the number. I bet if you found the truth about this disease and what was going on in hospitals and these so-called angels of death, have you heard of them? I will bet you money there are people killing people over this Wu flu to get that money for the hospital. Don't be surprised if you learn down the road there was a bounty hunter in the hospital who found out who were the people sick in the various wards and went out and killed people. Think of what you could do in a day for a hospital. If you get somebody into that hospital, you get 10 patients in and you kill 8 of them for that bounty of $40,000. You become a first class hitman and you get 10%. Man, that's a lot of cheddar. That is a lot of money to make for bounties. $320,000. You could make, if they gave you 10%, you'd make $30,000 a day. There's a ruse behind this thing. A shot that will put you in the hospital. A shot that will give you an assortment of very debilitating side effects. Bell's palsy where your face falls. You're down and you're talking like this. You're slurring your speech. Your blood gets coagulates and you get blood clots. Your heart can enlarge. We're not talking about a side effect where you get dizzy, you get nauseous. Those are side effects when they give you medicine. You're like, okay, I can deal with that. I mean, I'm taking something that could potentially help me deal with my arthritis and I might get nauseous every now and then, or I get a headache. I'm okay with that. I don't think I'm okay with Bell's palsy, my heart enlarging, or getting a blood clot, particularly in my case, when a blood clot's what killed my mother. I'm a little bit leery when I hear blood clot. And then there's a host of other things, other side effects, neurological stuff. Now, you can, oh, Kevin, it's minor, minor, minor. There's a bunch of them that are minor, 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 but they're all major, major, major in terms of you living your life. Eric Clapton goes, I couldn't play the guitar after I got the first shot. I'm not getting another shot. I know what it did to me. The disease itself. You can be doggone Skippy. I ain't getting no, you know, man's version of it. So this executive order, 1.3 million people that they receive Medicare, Medicaid funding, nursing homes. If you don't get the shot, you're going to lose it. How many nursing home people are going to die because the people who get that shot are going to go in and do another killer Cuomo and kill a bunch of old people off? Do you think this might be the plan? Federal employees and contractors, they got 75 days of reprieve. You know what these people are doing? They're figuring out, how can I get off of this and go do my own thing and be part of something that's got less than 100 employees? And the government's going to come after the less than 100 employees too, trust me, at some point. So here's what they said. It's simple. If you want to work for the federal government, you must be vaccinated. If you want to do business with the government, you must vaccinate your workforce. Well, what's the government going to do when nobody's out there doing business with them? They're going to give the business to the Chinese? Yeah, don't be surprised if they do. Vaccines are going to be mandatory for all the teachers and staff at Head Start and Early Head, all the government education facilities that are run by, you know, these various youth programs, which include, by the way, Bureau of Indian Education, etc. They all got to get vaccinated. Yep. So this order, they say, covers about 100 million workers altogether. It's 80 million, 100 million, etc. The American Federation of Government Employees, the largest union of federal workers, immediately pushed back on the stronger mandate. And what you're going to see is they're going to try to lessen it. Listen, all we should have to do is this. You know, they're going to try to make it feel like the government has permission. The government does not have permission to do this. No way, no shape, no how. And all you got to do is hold out. And I'm going to tell you, conservatives, if you want to stick to your guns, this is the time to stick to your guns. And we have a project going right now to compare this to how they treated blacks in the 1940s, 50s, and 60s. And if you guys will help us get this funded, we can put this all over the place to make it look exactly what it is, which is those who the government likes and those who they don't like, those who they discriminate against. You've done nothing wrong by not wanting to get a shot. You've done absolutely nothing. And the government says, you're colored. You can't go here. You're not going to eat at this counter. You're not going to be able to take trips. We're going to restrict you. We're going to watch you the same way they did blacks. You can't get a gun license. Who knows? Where do you think this ends? Because Joe Biden blames you, the unvaccinated, for the very thing that his vaccination is causing, which is a surge in Wu flu deaths and the people getting the disease.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hey, folks, Kevin Jackson here with a very important message. Stop overpaying for your prescriptions. Our A-plus rated BBB partner can get your high-cost meds for practically nothing. How do I know this? Because one of my family members saves hundreds of dollars a month. He began saving $200 a month. Now, with his med changes, he's saving up to $700 a month. So does the editor of my website. Never pay full price for meds again. Look, you deserve to save this money. And this service truly works, so I wouldn't be sharing it with you. Now, here's what you can do to start saving almost immediately. One, visit the KevinJacksonNetwork.com/KevPerks. And two, submit the free form and they'll call and help you. Or, if you want a bit more information, call 800-678-5013. That number again is 800-678-5013.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Youngevity. Teamgaday.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here
on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, Mimi. Such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, now, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop this senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
And right now we're talking about, are we talking about a virus? A virus, that's what we're talking about, SARS, MERS, bird, swine, Ebola, now corona. Like, come on, folks, I mean, you gotta read the tea leaves, bro. The devil's in the details. And with that said, is if you look at the recovery numbers on what we're talking about, I don't know what it is, but I guess the flu went on vacation on this year. Heart attacks went on vacation this year. Everything went on vacation this year when it came to, I'm talking about, you know, what we're going through right now.
Okay.
And let's just call a spade. And the reason I can have this conversation is because my family comes from communism. They fled communism. They had everything taken away from them. Everybody got murdered. Everybody got killed. And that's the reason me, being a first-generation Cuban-American, or maybe us being first generation Cuban Americans, I look at freedom and I appreciate that. I appreciate opportunity. I appreciate anything that you give me. All I need is a little slip, partner, and I got you. And that comes from the fact that when a Castro took over everything, and I'm looking at what's going on right now, the only person here that's hot, 38 hot, is Castro. He's going, y'all did it with a virus? Y'all took over the world with a virus? Y'all gotta be kidding me. He had missiles pointed to the United States of America during the Russian missile crisis. Wow. During the Bay of Pigs and what they went on through. So this is deep. The only thing is do you want to realize how deep it is?
That was Pitbull, pop music icon, first generation Cuban. He recognizes it's a scam. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to. Look, I'm not giving him any more credibility than I have. But I'm just saying, first generation Americans go, dude, we've seen this game play, and he's right. Countries are looking and going, man, we could, look at what it took. Look at all it took. A disease that kills 1%. Just to put it in perspective, Ebola kills 80% of the people that get it. 80%. If you get an outbreak of Ebola, that's some scary stuff right there. You get an outbreak of this? Please. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to, folks, at KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Check us out. I'm telling you, look, do I need to play this, play these clips of people saying, Kevin, I think you got one of the best shows out there. I do, too. Don't make me get all up in her. I do, too. It's a good blend of entertainment with actual news that matters. And here's the thing. Sometimes buried in the smiles and the jokes and the, you know, things that crack me up are the real messages. Pay attention to that. So here's Tanzania. I've given you guys numbers in Africa, but I want you to hear from Tanzania. I played this months ago. But here's a clip. You guys have that ready? Tanzania, by the numbers in WHO flu. Go look these numbers up. Don't believe Kevin Jackson, okay?
Why isn't America talking about Tanzania? Tanzania has no lockdown in its country. Since December 15, 2020, there have been 509 confirmed cases, 21 deaths, and 183 recoveries. I'd be more distraught if the country didn't have over 56 million people. Tanzania is an East African country, and earlier this year, the president had a pawpaw fruit and a goat tested with international standard kits, and the test came back positive. He told the World Health Organization that the kits were faulty. The World Health Organization said that was impossible.
Somebody lying.
You have to wonder the intentions of the World Health Organization, because they seem more inclined and focused on reporting high amounts of cases and rushing vaccines rather than looking at any other alternative for our health.
Yeah, so there's Tanzania. 509 cases. Now, this was a little bit ago, but I dare you to go look up the numbers. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to. You got a Pitbull, the hip-hop guy, first-generation Cuban, recognizing the scam. Tanzania is giving you WHO flu by the numbers. Go look them up. You'll find out. I already gave you the African numbers. I said to you, how can a country with almost five times the population of America have one-fifth the cases? Now it's one-sixth the cases of America in outbreak. It's just people getting it. And then another one-fifth of the number of people dying. And you know where the number of the people die the most? In five countries. You want to know what those five countries do? They follow the WHO. I jokingly told you guys about a deer getting a virus. It's not a joke. I mean, the deer got the WHO flu virus. And I said, I wonder if the deer did a lockdown. Once the other deer got together with their deer health organization and discovered that this one deer had the WHO flu, what did they do? Did no other deer want to be around this deer? Did they not mate with him? Could they smell him and say, oh, no, we can't be around that deer? I mean, we can get Lyme disease from deer ticks. Deers apparently are spreading their ticks around. Are any of them putting on masks or deticifying or whatever? No. What does nature do when an animal gets a disease? It gets natural immunity, which we're going to talk about in the next hour. It gets herd immunity. It overcomes. That's what our bodies do.
The deer don't have a CDC. They don't have a WHO. And they don't have leftists saying, you got to wear a mask and socially distance. The deer do what nature does. They just go about their business, eating grass and running from cougars or lions or bears or whatever eats them. That's what they do. This is by the numbers, folks. This is not people making it up. And let me tell you, the Biden administration and this whole ruse has some serious problems ahead. But in the meantime, we've got to be anticipating what's going to happen. What happens when people walk off their jobs and things like this? But I want to move on because I want to talk about some other elements of this. Why is it we can't get to the bottom of it? Why did the Democrats say we don't need to get to the origin? And why did they redact Fauci's emails?
Mr. Chairman, I sent you a letter, also signed by five senators, requesting that you utilize this committee's power to compel the agencies to follow the law. They shall supply the information. Now, I just want to use one example. A letter we sent to HHS Secretary Becerra requesting the unredacted emails from Anthony Fauci that were provided under a FOIA request to a number of different outside groups. We requested those same emails unredacted. By the way, congressional oversight is not subject to the redactions under FOIA. We should have received those completely unredacted. Proof of the fact that the redactions are not valid. I just have copies of one of the emails. This is an email from Peter Daszak dated April 18th, and it's just thanking Anthony Fauci for basically covering for Eco Health Alliance. You can see in what was produced to the committee and in the FOIA request, we have a big old redaction here. And now it was redacted supposedly because it was related to an open law enforcement investigation. We basically got the same 4,000 pages, the five senators, except on this one email, they failed to redact that. So now we know what's under the redaction. Let me just quick read you what supposedly was related to an open law enforcement investigation. It says, it's been a very hard few months as these conspiracy theorists have gradually become politicized and hardened in their stance, especially because the work we've been doing in collaboration with Chinese virologists have given us incredible insight into the risks that these viruses represent so we can directly help protect our nation from bat-origin coronaviruses. We're fighting to keep the communications open with our Chinese colleagues so that we can better address future pandemics like COVID-19. I have no idea why that would be redacted in an oversight response to Congress. I have no idea how that paragraph could be related to an open law enforcement investigation.
That was Senator Johnson exposing the ruse and everything that's behind this cover-up of the fraud that is Dr. Fauci, the mouthpiece of a government that is trying to mandate something that there's no reason to mandate. And the idea that we still call this a pandemic is insulting. The reason that we call it social distancing, what do you mean it's social distancing? It's physical distancing. There's nothing social about it. But they make it social. Because what have we determined that social is? Well, it's social justice. I want you just to understand the little nuances of everything that goes on here that makes people buy into this. And you get people that get heated over this. Jimmy Kimmel, all these late night comedians, they should just wear the mask and they should just take their shots. And what did Kimmel say? Don't hospitalize people that have the shot, that haven't gotten the vaccine. I agree, Jimmy. You want to know why? I've seen far too many people who battled this disease outside of the hospital with no complications, but the minute you go in and you check yourself in, they put you on a death protocol.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.